bodies and heads like crocodiles. They ate fish, he remembered, South America and Mexico. Lex shaded her eyes and looked up at the sky.
Can they hurt us?
I don't think so. They eat fish. One of the dactyls spiraled down, a flashing dark shadow that whooshed past them with a rush of warm air and a lingering sour odor.
Wow, Lex said, they're really big.
And then she said,
are you sure they can't hurt us?
Pretty sure. A second dactyl swooped down, moving faster than the first. It came from behind, streaked over their heads. Grant had a glimpse of its toothy beak and the furry body. It looked like a huge bat, he thought. But Grant was impressed with the frail appearance of the animals, their huge wingspans, the delicate pink membranes stretched across them, so thin they were translucent. Everything reinforced the delicacy of the dactyls.
Ow! Lex shouted, grabbing her hair. He bit me!
He what? Grant said.
He bit me! He bit me!
When she took her hand away, he saw blood on her fingers. Up in the sky, two more dactyls folded their wings, collapsing into small, dark shapes that plummeted toward the ground. They made a kind of scream as they hurtled downward. Come on! Grant said, grabbing their hands. They ran across the meadow, hearing the approaching scream, and he flung himself on the ground at the last moment, pulling the kids down with him, as the two dactyls whistled and squeaked past them, flapping their wings. Grant felt claws tear the shirt along his back. Then he was up, pulling Lex back onto her feet, and running with Tim a few feet forward, while overhead two more birds wheeled and dove toward them, screaming. At the last moment, he pushed the kids to the ground, and the big shadows flapped past.
Ugh!
Lex said, disgusted. He saw that she was streaked with white droppings from the birds. Grant scrambled to his feet. Come on! He was about to run when Lex shrieked in terror. He turned back and saw that one of the dactyls had grabbed her by the shoulders with its hind claws. The animal's huge, leathery wings, translucent in the sunlight, flapped broadly on both sides of her. The dactyl was trying to take off, but Lex was too heavy, and while it struggled, it repeatedly jabbed at her head with its long, pointed jaw. Lex was screaming, waving her arms wildly. Grant did the only thing he could think to do. He ran forward and jumped up, throwing himself against the body of the dactyl. He knocked it onto its back on the ground and fell on top of the furry body. The animal screamed and snapped. Grant ducked his head away from the jaws and pushed back as the giant wings beat around his body. It was like being in a tent in a windstorm. He couldn't see, he couldn't hear. There was nothing but the flapping and shrieking and the leathery membranes. The clawed legs scratched frantically at his chest. Lex was screaming. Grant pushed away from the dactyl, and it squeaked and gibbered as it flapped its wings and struggled to turn over, to right itself. Finally, it pulled in its wings like a bat and rolled over, lifted itself up on its little wing claws, and began to walk that way. He paused, astonished. It could walk on its wings. Lederer's speculation was right. But then the other dactyls were diving down at them, and Grant was dizzy, off balance, and in horror he saw Lex run away, her arms over her head, Tim shouting at the top of his lungs. The first of them swooped down, and she threw something, and suddenly the dactyl whistled and climbed. The other dactyls immediately climbed and chased the first into the sky. The fourth dactyl flapped awkwardly into the air to join the others. Grant looked upward, squinting, to see what had happened. The three dactyls chased the first, screaming angrily. They were alone in the field.
What happened? Grant said.
They got my glove, Lex said. My Daryl Strawberry Special.
They started walking again.